It's time once again for our monthly conversation with UNC Health Pardee. Back with us in the studio today, Dr. Jonathan Schwartzman, Medical Director for Pardee Urgent Care. Dr. Schwartzman, I know this is probably one of your busier times, so thanks for taking some time to be with us. We appreciate it. So you're here today to talk about urgent care as being a valuable resource for minor injuries. Let's talk about what that is exactly.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah.
So, urgent care is a great option for people that need rapid access to be able to get in to see a provider and get evaluated. Mm-hmm. Okay. Choosing urgent cares, through coming into those locations helps to reduce the burden on the emergency rooms.
Yep.
For those true emergencies that need to head that direction, and the lesser emergencies may have to wait as a result of that. So urgent cares are definitely positioned well to assist with that. And then also, a good majority of people have a primary care, but sometimes it's challenging to get in to see them.
Right.
And when you have an urgent need and you need to get checked out, that too is why we're here and why we do what we do, being there 7 days a week and extended hours to help them out.
Okay. So let's talk about the injuries in which one would go to urgent care and the injuries in which one should go to the emergency room.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So it's parceling out what is a life-threatening emergency versus a not life-threatening, or more of an urgent thing.
Okay.
So
okay.
When you think, as a rule of thumb, if something is not life-threatening, it's something that you need to be seen, but it probably needs to be seen within the next 24 hours or within the next day.
Like a bad case of poison ivy.
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Poison ivy, we're seeing a lot of that at the
sure
moment.
You are. I'm
yeah.
sure you are.
So things like that would be a thing to come to their urgent care for. We see a lot of cuts and scrapes, a lot of injuries. You know, people are outside doing a lot of activities at the moment. It's beautiful outside. But sometimes that comes and is rife with injuries. So
yeah, sure.
We'll see sprains, strains, sometimes occasional broken bones from that. We'll see anything from the regular kind of coughs, colds, to COVID, to skin infections, cellulitis, asthma, sometimes allergic reactions. People are outside. They get stung by certain
sure.
bees and wasps and stuff, and then we check them out.
So these are all urgent care reasons.
Yes.
So the more threatening, give us examples of what those might be.
Sure, absolutely. So,
and now we're talking need to go beyond urgent care and go to emergency room, okay?
Yeah, sometimes it's not clear, and sometimes, you know, people
sure.
end up on our doorstep that perhaps, you know, the best option, the right venue of care would have been to go straight to the emergency room. So I would say for most people that are having any kind of chest discomfort, concerns that they may be having a heart attack, if there's concerns they may be having a stroke, such as they have weakness one side of their body,
mm-hmm.
they have numbness, new onset numbness, they're having trouble speaking or suddenly walking, those are kind of big things. If someone has a substantial head injury and they're having headaches, dizziness, concussion-like symptoms
yeah.
after a fall, those kind of things are the big things where we're limited in urgent care. We don't have the resources to evaluate and treat those complications.
Sure.
And so, we want the best outcomes for our patients, and sometimes there's a delay in care if they come to us and then we get them on to the emergency room.
You mentioned earlier the fact that because we have urgent cares now, it takes a burden off of the emergency room. Are there any statistics or anything that show just exactly how urgent care is taking that burden off of emergency rooms?
I'm sure there
yeah.
is. I would say, statistically speaking, when we see patients, out of every 100 patients that we see,
yeah.
we probably send maybe 2 to the emergency room.
There you go.
Yeah, it's
there
about a 2 to 3% referral rate. So most of those, we're able to handle in our urgent care clinic. I'm not sure on the flip side of that, knowing the emergency room, as to if you look to all of those, how many strep throats are they seeing or ear infections that
could have come to
gotcha. Us. And I understand if it's outside of hours that we're open, we're 8 to 7.
Yeah.
Something, if you've got a crying kid and it's 3 a.m. and you can't wait and they're
right.
sick, you're
yeah.
going to take them to the place to get them the care that you would for your family
sure.
members. And so, absolutely. So they're going to seek care there. But I think there's a fair amount that ends up in the emergency room that we can see. And then on occasion, there's things that end up
yeah.
with us that,
yeah.
that we end up sending.
Interesting. Good clarification. Thank you for that. So let's talk about the fact that Pardee has different locations for urgent care
yeah.
and what the experience of going into urgent care looks like.
Absolutely. So we have 3 different locations,
mm-hmm.
okay? And those, we have a Mills River location that's right next to Ingalls. We have one that is out in Pisgah Forest near Brevard, right next to the entrance to Pisgah Forest.
Right. Probably a good place to be.
Yes, indeed. It is. It is a great spot.
Yeah, strategic, if you will.
Yeah. And then our Hendersonville office that's on Thompson Street that's right next to Blue Ridge Mall.
Okay.
So those are our three locations. They're all open 7 days a week, every day of the year. On the weekdays, we're open 8 to 7, and then on the weekends from 9 to 6. We see patients from the moment the doors are open to you know, when we close them.
So what does that process look like?
Sure.
If I suddenly find myself with a horrible case of poison ivy or something that I feel certain is urgent care instead of emergency room, what are the steps I need to take?
Sure. Ideally, I would recommend for people, we want people to have a great and timely experience as they come to see us. They're suffering, and the least amount of time they spend in our clinic, you know, I'm sure from their standpoint, is
sure.
a win. And so our goal is to move patients through our clinic within 60 minutes or less is kind of the standard that we're really emphasizing and trying to work with. So if there is the opportunity for someone to go online to make a reservation to come into one of our clinics, then that can help to cut down on their wait time. A reservation is not necessarily an appointment, okay?
Right.
So it's not like a appointment. You see your primary care doc, it's a 9 o'clock appointment, and you're expecting them to walk in the door at 9 o'clock.
Gotcha.
Reservation is kind of like a call ahead where I'm putting my name on the list,
mm-hmm.
and that's a goal that we have to try and see them around that time.
Sure.
It's certainly going to cut down on their wait time versus if they just walked in.
Sure.
And so, you know, we strive to, you know, take those reservations ahead of the people that have just walked in and don't have a reservation. But then, as we discuss, we've got some of these minor emergencies. They have to take priority in that setting. Sometimes we have a chest pain that walks in, or we've got a bad laceration. And so we have to kind of shuffle things around sometimes to take care of those really sick people.
Sure. We've been speaking with Dr. Jonathan Schwartzman, Medical Director for Pardee Urgent Care.
I appreciate you having me. It's a busy time of year. You know, I encourage the reservations, you know, with everyone being outside doing these activities
sure.
and camps and vacationers. We keep busy and we're happy to see folks.
Right. And then you'll get a little respite before flu season again, right?
There you go.
And I'm sure we'll see you again then.
Yes, sir.
So once again, you mentioned three different locations for Pardee Urgent Care. If you'd like to find the closest urgent care location to you, you can visit pardeehospital.org/urgentcare.